Third and four. Steelers bring four. Highsmith is there. Jackson got away. Now reloads and throws to Flowers downfield. He's got it for a touchdown! They had Jackson. Two Steelers. He escaped and finds Flowers. And the Ravens take the lead.
Lamar Jackson with a play that we'd have played on repeat in our minds the entire offseason and probably forever. And I asked what the difference would be in the discussion for the national media between a Tomlin firing and a Harbaugh firing. And I think part of it, the nuance, is that the Ravens are choosing their franchise quarterback over John Harbaugh. I don't think that the Steelers would do the same thing. I think the Steelers, as an organization, believe that the coach is more important than the quarterback. And I don't subscribe to that. Does anybody think that that's the case? I think a franchise quarterback is the most important thing in North American professional sports. Now, college football's different. You only get your quarterback for most 4 years. In the NFL, there's nothing more important than a franchise quarterback. Look at the difference in Bill Belichick with and without Tom Brady. Tom Brady, meanwhile, goes to Tampa, wins a Super Bowl. Andy Reid, same coach in Philly as he was in Kansas City, wins championships with Patrick Mahomes. Best he could do in Philadelphia was lose a Super Bowl. The franchise quarterback is the most important thing in North American professional sports. I don't know that the Steelers view it the same way. Now, this might not be fair, but I'll bring it up because I think it supports my argument. There are reports out there that when the Steelers found out about Roethlisberger and what was alleged to have happened and his suspension in 2010, that there was almost a deal in place to send Ben to the 49ers in exchange for Alex Smith. Ben, at that point, had won two Super Bowls. And yeah, there was a lot that happened, allegedly, to be fair, off the field. But the Steelers had at least considered dumping their two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback and continue to ride with a coach who had won just one of those two Super Bowls. I think the Steelers are stuck in the Stone Ages, and I think they actually value the coach more than the quarterback.